Welcome back to Connecting Faith. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. I'm Joe Bender, and just happy today to be talking to Lisa Marone. Lisa joins us every other Monday here on Connecting Faith. She's a physical therapist. She's a professor and an author, a speaker. She encourages everyone to get healthy for heaven's sake. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, Joe. Great to be with you today.
Well, it's great to be with you, too. And since February is American Heart Health Month, we're coming to the end of February. You still have some great tips, though, for us. Today, we're going to talk about the heart specifically. What do we need to know about a weakening heart?
Yeah, Joe, we don't want to let February get away without highlighting the heart a little bit. It is the Valentine's Day, and so we're already thinking about hearts throughout the month. But this really touches me personally, Joe, because when about a dozen years or so ago, my dad was had a major heart attack, and he ended up dying of a second heart attack. But in the midst of the first and second heart attack, he had a condition called congestive heart failure. And that's something that I really want to highlight, because congestive heart failure can sometimes happen because of significant heart event like a heart attack. But oftentimes, Joe, it can sneak up on people in their middle age, kind of like your blood pressure creeps up a little bit as you get into your 50s and 60s. We can get congestive heart failure kind of sneaking up on us. And some of the original symptoms, like the first signs that we're going to see, is we're going to see shortness of breath and we're going to see fatigue. But now those get hidden because oftentimes when we're in our 50s and 60s, we've been starting to pack on a little bit of weight, and we start to think, oh, it's just because I'm heavy. So I'm walking up the stairs and I'm out of breath, or I'm cleaning house and I'm out of breath, and we kind of take it as if it's part and parcel to getting a little older and getting a little heavier. But we really need to make sure that our hearts are healthy.
So what are some of those signs that we might see and that should alarm us more than they probably do?
Mm-hmm. In addition to becoming short of breath or having extra fatigue, we want to make sure that we're checking out our ankles. Our feet and our ankles are oftentimes signs if we have congestive heart failure. When the right side of our heart begins to weaken, which is what congestive heart failure is, it's not strong enough to pump the blood around our body, we're going to find some fluid filling up in our legs. And we'll often find that the left ankle area is more swollen than the right. That's a sign of congestive heart failure. And there's different types of swelling. Sometimes we have a little bit of swelling because we've been up all day long. But specifically swelling that is called pitting edema, where you can push your finger into the swelling and kind of leave a little imprint there for a bit. And that's telling us that there's some really significant swelling going on in our lower limbs.
I found that so fascinating, and even the picture that you sent along. You know, some people may attribute a swelling in ankles, like you said, oh, I've had a hard day, or maybe I've gained a little bit of weight, or I was on my feet all day. And so I feel like unless we're consciously looking for these things, maybe they kind of sneak up, and maybe that's the problem with congestive heart failure is people notice the signs, but they don't really know what they're pointing to.
Yeah, and we often just, like, we'll write them off. You know, oh, this is nothing, I'm a little bit heavier. Oh, this is nothing, I've been on my feet all day. What's really important, first of all, if you have a family history of heart disease, and heart disease can be anything like high cholesterol, it could be heart arrhythmias, it might be high blood pressure, it's really important that when you get into your 40s, that you start to have a baseline visit to your cardiologist. Just have them check you out, have an EKG done, have a sonogram done. And then as you get older, as you're nearing towards 50, with the kind of heart disease that I have in my family history, I showed up at the cardiologist's office and I said, hey, all my numbers look really good, but I don't want to end up with my father's history. So what else can you do for me? And that cardiologist said, you know, what I'd like to do is I'd like to do a carotid sonogram. Your carotid arteries are in your neck, and they supply your brain, very important arteries. And I want to look at the arteries in and around your brain. And so he did what's called a transcranial sonogram. And so in both of those things, Joe, he's looking for, do I have plaqueing going on in my arteries? And if I did, then he's going to put me on a statin medication, which is going to help to reduce that. I was very thankful to have all of those tests come back clear. But unless I had gone to the cardiologist and had those things done, I really don't know what's going on in my body. And so I'm just, you know, want to encourage people who are listening today that if they're having shortness of breath, that could be a sign that the left side of your heart is weakening. If you're having fluid in your legs, that could be a sign that your right side of your heart is weakening. If you're feeling like that you're getting headaches a lot, kind of out of the blue, maybe even nosebleeds, maybe your heart, your blood pressure, excuse me, is too high, is starting to creep up on you. So it's really important that we keep a good eye on these things and check first with our primary care physicians and then if we need to a cardiologist as well for a better look-see.
And in addition to making sure we're checking with our cardiologist, are there just ways that we could eat and move around in a more healthy way to present our bodies in the best possible place that we can?
Absolutely. You know, our heart health has very much to do with how physically active we are. The more physically fit we are tends to go hand in hand with being a little trimmer around our waistlines. And so if we can reduce the pressure in our bodies by reducing our blood pressure, that's going to help our hearts to be healthier. Because when your blood pressure rises in your arteries, your heart has to push much harder. Your heart is like a muscle pump, and it's having to push your blood uphill, if you would. It's pushing against a harder gradient of pressure, and so that's why blood pressure, high blood pressure, is so deleterious and damaging to the heart muscle itself. And so that's one thing we need to do. We just need to move more. You'll hear me say that on so many different topics. Mm-hmm. The more we move, the healthier we are. And then we need to just eat a heart-healthy diet. We need to make sure that we're eating good fats and not bad fats, healthy fats like nuts and avocados and eggs. Those are good kind of fats. They make us feel satisfied. They're creamy and yummy, and olive oil, all those things taste great. And so we tend not to then be desiring all of the bad fats, the saturated fats, butters and things that are saturated, lots of beef and things like that. So if we can steer clear of a lot of that and then just use those at celebration times, you know, in small amounts, we're going to be doing our hearts a great favor by feeding them well and by keeping our blood pressure low so that our hearts don't have to pump so hard.
Well, and of course, we should be paying attention to this for the other 11 months of the year as well, not just for February Heart Healthy Month, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. But let today be the first day that you pay attention to your heart. Without it, we cannot live. So that's a really important motivator for me. So move more each day than you do now. Make better health food choices. Fuel yourself with food. Don't fill yourself with food.
Mm. Well, and even some ways to move around can be small ways. I know some of my friends get hung up on the fact, oh, I can't get an hour workout in today, so I'm just going to wait till tomorrow. That's probably not the best way to look at it, is it?
It isn't. Any way to move is a good way. You know, people don't realize that when you're cleaning your house, if you actually just picked up the pace of vacuuming and mopping, you'd start to become a little breathless, and that there is exercise. If you want to sweep your patio, rake your leaves, that's exercise. If you want to park a little bit further out in the parking lot of a store, walk quickly into the store, push your cart quickly through the store, anything that's raising your heart rate up might not look like traditional exercise. And one of my favorites is put on some praise music and start moving around your house, waving your arms and in praise, and you'll raise your heart rate, you'll make your blood pressure drop, and your heart will love you for it.
Mm. Well, Lisa Marone, we just so thank you for giving us not only some great tips, but some ways that we can prolong our life and prolong it in a way where we are healthy and happy and with the people that we love. So thanks so much for being able to provide those for us.
Wonderful speaking with you today.